السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت، صدق الله العظيم. Hello my kiram, respected brothers, sisters listening over the receivers, and we also have Channel Islam listeners this part of the time. After the Taraweeh prayers in the majlis that we had, we discussed that beautiful poetry, Mujhko Jeene Ka Sahara Chahiye, Gham Tumhara Dil Hamara Chahiye, Bahre Ulfat Ka Kinara Chahiye, Sar Hamara Dar Tumhara Chahiye. My beloved Allah, what we need is that this heart must be our heart. The heart must be ours. The love must be yours. Your love, our heart. Our heads and your door. We must put our head before your door. We must beg of you that your love comes into our hearts. Now this is the theme of these majalis, that we create and develop that love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And once that will come, then that is that steam that will make it easy for us to move in the right direction. At present, we don't have that steam of Allah Ta'ala's love. We don't have that steam of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam's love. So therefore these engines of ours are at a standstill. The whole month of Ramadan Sharif, how many Quran Sharif tilawats took place around the world? How many places Taraweeh Salat? So much of waaz, so much of nasihat, so much of bayans, so much of advices, so much of waaz. Then what is the reason that we are not seeing those changes? We don't deny that there is some change here, some change there. But where one ayat of the Quran Sharif shook the hearts of the people that heard those ayat and brought tribes into Islam, whole groups of people into Islam, and yet those same ayat and those same verses, although we are given translations, we are given meanings, we are given tafsir of those ayat, but they don't move us one inch from where we are. The person in his evil habits, he just remains there. He does not want to make any move forward. And some people like us, if we take two steps forward, then again we will take three steps backwards. We just don't want to take off. And we don't want to fly high. We want to come back onto the ground. There is a pull from those evil habits of our lives. That enjoyment that we have had, the pleasure that we have had in haram. It was haram pleasure. And haram pleasure is not a lasting pleasure. After some time, there's going to be nothing but destruction. I was just discussing after the Taraweeh Salat in our first session that in haram pleasure, the person will not find true enjoyment. It is just temporary enjoyment. I give you the example of sensual love. That when the person is in love of some pretty face, then the moment that beauty goes from that face, that love is gone. Because we have a whole new audience now, the Channel Islam listeners throughout the world, wherever they broadcast, that if there is a Miss World, And she's got the beauty of the world. And the cameras are chasing after her, the photographers after her, the media after her, everybody is after her. And look at the contracts that she's been given. And if you model for us, then millions of dollars will be paid to you. Now after having received the crown, if she's driving back to her hotel and meets up with a terrible, terrible crash and gets third degree burns and loses all that beauty, then which camera will chase after her? Who will give her those contracts after that? Have we seen anyone, any Miss World advertising any product in this world who has met up with a terrible accident and her face is disfigured and completely burnt? Have they used her pictures anywhere to advertise their soap and advertise their cameras and advertise the cell phones and advertise the cars? Have you seen anywhere burnt up face of a Miss World? So why do they all run away? The same with age when it catches up. As soon as the woman is 80 years of age, 70 years of age, where have all those lovers gone? So what do we get at the end of the day? But if it is true muhabbat, which is based on the Quran and Sunnah for one's wife, then we have seen many, many old people, they don't want to part. They are in the 80s and 90s, but those old people are still so united. They have lived for years and years a happy married life, if it was based on the Quran and Sunnah. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to give us a life of happiness, sukoon, peace and contentment. And this is what I'm trying to get across to you. And I've told you many times by now that these majalis and these programs, if you are coming just to increase your knowledge, then you would be disappointed. It is not for an increase in knowledge. The knowledge that we already have, now to practice on that knowledge, to get that himmat and that courage, and to build up that steam in our hearts. When does steam build up? Those days when we used to travel by steam trains, every here and there they used to say bunkers, they're stopping for bunkers. They used to take on coal, and then they burn the coal. That was the fuel. Wooden coal, that is what they used to burn. And the water used to boil, and the steam after that used to move the engine. So like that we have to burn those evil desires. That's the fuel. Those evil desires that are coming in our hearts. Take drugs, watch this porn, steal, commit fraud, commit adultery, engage in other sins and vices. So all those taqazas, all those demands of our nafs, if we burn that as fuel, we burn it, then that steam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love will come in the heart. Taqwa will come, and that taqwa is that steam of love. And when that will come, then it will move us. It will make it easy for us. At present it's difficult because we don't have a passion for anything. We don't have a passion for ibadat, zikr, tilawat, fulfillment of rights of people. We don't search for good deeds. Good deeds are also something that is to be searched for. It must become a passion of our life. There must be a zeal for it. How many times I have given the example of people that are making tawaf in the 55 degree heat in summer month in Makkah Mukarramah. But they are making tawaf. 50 degrees, 55 degrees heat, and they're making tawaf. Now nobody whipped them, nobody beat them up, nobody chained them and dragged them there. But it's that love for the Kaaba Sharif, love for Allah Ta'ala, love for tawaf, that is making the person make tawaf. He's oblivious of what is happening around. Many a times he doesn't even remember that he is there. There are so many times when you are making tawaf, if we really put our heart, mind and soul into that tawaf, then you forget what is happening around you. You don't even know who's walking next to you. So the person even forgets that he is in such heat. Why? Because of that love. So this is the purpose of this majalis. So if somebody thinks that, what is this every time we are talking about the same thing, mouth, and love of Allah Ta'ala. Well, this majlis is a special majlis. It is for that reason. That is the theme of this majlis. We have some professional people who are dentists, some who are opticians, some who are cardiologists, some who are engineers, some others. Now that is about the only thing that they do the whole day. The dentist, what does he do? He checks your teeth. Then if he needs extraction, he extracts the teeth. So first he checks, then he tells you sign a check. And then he checks that the check went through. It was not made of Dunlop rubber. It didn't bounce. And that's exactly what all the others do. Whole day they do the same thing. They check and they make you sign a check. That's all. So here also we are checking the hearts, spiritual hearts. But I won't make you sign any check. Who is going to chase around checking that check? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives rewards. So this is the purpose of this majlis. That we develop that love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make sincere tawbah from our sins. And that we become conscious of the fact that Allah ta'ala is watching all our deeds, all our actions, all our movements. And we are conscious of the fact that angel of death could be just 1 centimeter behind us. How many people, suddenly they just collapse and gone. Just collapse and gone. They're talking and they're gone. Eating and gone. Drinking and gone. Speaking on the telephone and suddenly gone. Driving a car and gone. Shake up of the earth. Flood waters, gale force winds, bullets. Bomb blasts. Earthquakes, tsunamis. And so many are gone. So a Muslim is conscious. He does not enjoy haram pleasures. Allah Ta'ala has created so much of halal for His pleasure. So much of halal. What is the need to go towards haram? And haram is like the water of the ocean which is salty. No matter how much we are going to drink of that salty water, it's not going to quench the thirst. Ask any person who has watched 120,000 times porn sites. Ask him, are you satisfied now? Is it enough now? He will say, one more. Just one more, then I will give it up. He just can't get satisfied. Adultery, fornication, drink, gamble, all these things. There's no question of ending. The more the person will engage in it, the more it will increase his demand. The person who is a drug addict, does he stop after taking one drug? Now it will increase his demand. So what will it finally lead to? Destruction. So now where is he going to get that break to stop that? So for the Muslim, when the person remembers that there is a day of judgment to come, so then that is the break, that the person stops there. He does not say, Insha'Allah, I will give it up tomorrow, or the day after, or next year. What does it mean, Insha'Allah? It means if Allah Ta'ala wills, then I will give it up. So now doesn't Allah Ta'ala will that we must give it up? Are we waiting for Allah Ta'ala to send Jibreel alayhi salam to come and tell us that yes, now I will that you should give it up? Will Jibreel come and tell us that now Allah Ta'ala has informed me that to inform you that He does will that you must give it up? It's not going to happen like that. Allah Ta'ala wills that we must give it up. So why make inshallah over sins? We must say, I gave it up now and here, this very moment. After that, accidentally again, if the person slipped, fell, committed some sin, then make plenty of istighfar and tawbah again. But at the time of tawbah, he must not have the desire and intention of returning to that sin. Then for a little while, go on that diet from sins and then see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala changes the condition of the heart. So these ashar that we read here, it is for this reminder. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. न कुछ काम आएगी शाही तेरी, न कुछ काम आएगी शाही तेरी, फकीरी से कुछ काम बन जाएगा। न कुछ माल और दौलत न धन जाएगा, फकत साथ तेरे कफन जाएगा। What will go with you? He says, what will go with us when we leave this world? Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega. All the wealth, the property, the buildings, the assets, the gold, the silver, the oil wells, and everything remains behind. Look at the kings of those oil-rich countries when they left this world. What did they go with? Did any one of those kings take the crowns, the thrones, and everything else when they left? Therefore, Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say to the Mughal kings that, oh, you Mughal kings, when you will leave this world, you will leave behind your crowns and your thrones and everything else. But when Waliullah will leave, he will take those diamonds and precious gems with him, even into the grave. And that is the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. That will accompany him. So there is nothing wrong. This world Allah Ta'ala created for us, so the person can be multi-rich and he can be wali of Allah, and the person can be a poorest of the poor and he can be an enemy of Allah Ta'ala. And on the other hand, the poorest of the poor can be a wali of Allah Ta'ala, and the richest of the rich, he can be an enemy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala does not look at how much wealth a person has. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. How much of taqwa is in the person's heart, that much is held in esteem by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So, na kuch maal o dawlat na dhan jayega, faqad saath tere kafan jayega. We have to make this little bit of muraqabah every day or some part of the night, where the person now is undertaking this journey of death. The angels of death have come, they have extracted his soul, and he has become completely helpless and lifeless, no movement of the hands and feet and eyes and tongues and nothing. His clothes are removed, water of mayyat is poured, he's moved backwards and forwards, kafan is given, transported to the graveyard. Now that whole journey, if he takes every day, then he won't give his heart to the things of this world. He will make use of the things of the world. But he's not going to go on and on just talking about the beauty of this world. He will think of the akhirat, that is where we have to really go. So therefore he says, na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri, your crowns, your thrones and all that will not help. What will help is that how did you make use of that throne and how did you make use of that crown? And how did you deal with the people in your state and in your country? Were you just and fair ruler, or you were an oppressor and you were a tyrant and you were one who suppressed and who did great amount of injustice? What did you do when Allah Ta'ala gave you kingdom, Allah Ta'ala gave you crown, Allah Ta'ala gave you throne and gave you presidency and gave you premiership? Then what did you do with that? How did you deal with the people? So all these people who are tyrants, who are zalims, who are persecuting, torturing, arresting the people innocently, or innocent people are being arrested and put into the prisons, Guantanamo Bay and here and there, and they're bragging about it that see how many we have arrested and how many we bombed and how many we blasted and how many we destroyed, and look at the countries also, they had no power to stand against us. They go and bombard weak countries and they say they've got nothing, no power to stand against us. So they haven't got away. Allah Ta'ala has watched everything. Everything is recorded. Everything is going to be put before them on the day of Qiyamah. And even in this world, sooner or later, those very people, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala deals with them in such a manner that they are eye-openers. Look at the lives of all those tyrants and zalims, what happened after that. How many of them who used to imprison others, they had to languish in prisons. And they were executed. And they were tortured. And they had to plead for mercy and beg for pardon. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is such that He gives some kind of a rope and time. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saat tere kafan jayega. Na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri, faqiri se kuch kaam ban jayega. Ye duniya ka lalach, ye hirso havas. Ye duniya ka lalach, ye hirso havas. Ye daldal hai tu isme san jayega. Ye duniya ka lalach, ye hirso havas. Ye daldal hai tu isme san jayega. This greed for the world, ye duniya ka lalach, ye hirso havas. This greed for the material things of this world. Again, we must remember, one is earning a livelihood within the parameters of Sharia if a person builds up some assets. We are not talking about that. But this greed, that halal, haram, sab kuch andar, phir bhi hai mas palandar, that is what we are talking. Unconcerned which direction it comes from, as long as it comes. When it is just a very small amount, then the person is asking fatwa, 100 muftis, that what must I do? About 20 rand, 50 rand has come into my account, which is haram. So now everybody will give him fatwa that it is haram, must give it away as sadaqah. So the person is proud and he'll tell everybody, anything haram comes into my account, I give it away, sadaqah. But if it is 1 million, 2 million, 10 million, then see, if the person wins 20 million in the lotto, tell him to give it away now as sadaqah. Say somebody found some coin, a few rand worth. So he asked the Mufti Sahib, what must we do? He said, you must announce it. You must announce it. So in the masjid he was announcing, if anybody lost any coin, please claim it. And after some time he found some precious diamond that was worth some million. So now he asked the Mufti Sahib, what must we do? He said, he must announce, whoever lost a diamond must claim, must give a description and claim. So he said, he went around announcing, did anybody lose a diamond? But after that he came back to the Mufti Sahib, he said, nobody is claiming, so can I use it now because I'm a poor person? So that's what happens. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri, faqiri se kuch kaam ban jayega. Ye duniya ka lalach, ye hirso havas, ye daldal hai tu isme san jayega. It is quicksand. He says you will sink into it. When the person is going to get greed. And greed comes when we have increased our expenses beyond our limits. Then greed will come. When the person is living within his budget, then it's not going to be difficult. But when the person is going to increase his standard of living to a level where he cannot match with his salary and earnings, so then now greed will come that somehow we must get more and more and more. And then there will be no end to that more and more. Now if he's getting more, then even more, then even more. Now the person will then forget what he's even earning for. So make use of the ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala has given. Nobody says don't make use of it. Because when you're going to make use of the ni'mats, the muhabbat of Allah will come in the heart. That how lovely my Allah is, how great He is, how beautiful He is, how loving He is, how kind He is, that in spite of all my sins, He's still giving me so much nice food to eat, so much to drink, so much to wear, good car, good home. So now the love of Allah Ta'ala will build up and that person will then give up his sins. Ye rangi raseli ye chehra hasi, ke mitti mein mal ye badan jayega. یہ رنگی رسیلی یہ چہرہ ہنسی کہ مٹی میں مل یہ بدن جائے گا. نو میٹر ہاؤ بیوٹیفل دا فیس, یہ رنگی رسیلی یہ چہرہ ہنسی کہ مٹی میں مل یہ بدن جائے گا. دس باڈی از فائنلی گوئنگ ٹو بیکم پیچ آف دا ارتھ. After some time, go and dig up the earth and you won't find any beauty in the sand there. Always I tell my friends, when you go to the parks, go and see, look at the flowers, but look at it with ibrat. Take lessons from the colors of the flowers that we see. Especially in spring when we see all the beautiful flowers blooming. Then take lessons. The blue, the green, the yellow, the white, the purple, and all such beautiful flowers. But then, when they fall off and they turn to dust, now dig up the ground and look for all those colors. There's nothing there. That is the beauty of faces also, that one day they will turn to dust. So why give our life for illicit beloveds? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He wants to give us a life of happiness, a contentment, satisfaction. یہ دولت یہ قوت یہ حسن و ادا ہواؤں کی چلنی میں چھن جائے گا. سبھی چھوڑ چلیں گے اکیلا تجھے, سبھی چھوڑ چلیں گے اکیلا تجھے, اکیلا تو اپنے وطن جائے گا. سبھی چھوڑ چلیں گے اکیلا تجھے, اکیلا تو اپنے وطن جائے گا. مدرز, فادرز, برادرز, سسٹرز, وائفز, ہسبینڈز, نو بڈی از پریپیئرڈ ٹو اکمپنی اینی ون ان ٹو دا گریو. سبھی چھوڑ چلیں گے اکیلا تجھے, دے ول لیو یو آل الون دے. اکیلا تو اپنے وطن جائے گا. شکریہ قبر تک پہنچانے والوں, شکریہ. اب اس منزل سے اکیلے ہی چلے جائیں گے ہم. He says, thank you, O ye people who conveyed me to the grave. Now after this I will have to proceed on my own. But as I repeatedly have said, that for the person who has believed, obeyed Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there is nothing to fear. That qabr will not be just a whole dark place where the person is put. Allah ta'ala will have it lit up. Noor, tajalli, fragrance of Jannat will come. And there will be nothing but enjoyment, enjoyment, gardens. It will become a garden from the gardens of paradise. Let's have a bit of zikrullah now, and we will make dua. It's the 25th night, and as I said, that the purpose of this majlis is not information and knowledge. It is to remove the rust from our hearts, the remembrance of death, zikrullah. It removes the rust. Just as everything catches rust, the hearts also catch rust. And to remove that rust, zikrullah, tilawat of the Quran Sharif, remembrance of death. These are things that remove that rust. And when the rust is going to be removed and the hearts are going to be improved and become shining, then it will receive the Quran and the Sunnah. Then it will become easy to make amal.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے. تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب, یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما, بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما, بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت, بس اب جگا دے, بس اب جگا دے.
Far too long I have remained in a dream world. Ya Allah, get me up from this dream world. I have remained useless all my life. Now make me a useful person.
Hardam karume e mere bari Allahu Allah 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 Allahu Allah
Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hoon Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hoon Tere gulistan mein sab gul hai بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں
My beloved Allah, everyone has taken off in your path. We don't know how high they are flying and soaring. The only one that is like a speck of dust on the ground is myself. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hai. In your beautiful garden, my beloved Allah, everyone is a flower. The only one that is a thorn is myself. We should consider ourselves as thorns and everyone else as flowers. We don't know how many people we have caused injury and pain to with our hands, with our feet, with our tongues, with our wealth, with the strength and power that Allah Ta'ala gave to us. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hai. Bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon.
مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں
Oh, my beloved Allah, give me also some concern of the hereafter. Put into my heart the realization that this world is temporary, transitory. It is a bridge over which we have to cross into the hereafter.
Raha mein bekar zindagi bhar. I remained useless all my life. Bas ab to mashghool kar mein hoon.
Now make me occupied in things that are beneficial, that are productive. Anything that is good and useful. Earn livelihood, produce, invent, manufacture, make. Anything that is useful. Don't waste time in futile and useless activities. Hours and hours, days and days on the television set watching cricket, football, this cup, that cup, that cup. The cups will never end. And one thing is certain, that they're not going to share it with all of us. Those millions that they will get, we sat for hours and hours and days supporting them and shouting and screaming. Did anybody send a check? That from all my earnings now, I must share it with all those who are supporting me for hours and hours. So don't engage in futile activities, especially this month of Ramadan.
ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری، اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری، اللہ 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 تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا، گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا، تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا، او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، آئی کین ڈیسیو اینڈ بلف مائی نیبرز، مائی فیملی، مائی فرینڈز، مائی وائف، مائی چلڈرن، بٹ یو نو وٹ از دا کنڈیشن آف مائی ہارٹ؟ کین وی کنسیل فرام اللہ تبارک و تعالی دا کنڈیشن آف اوور ہارٹس؟ We can put up a pretense, we can show piety and taqwa in the presence of others. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows what is in our hearts. So he says, Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. And this is a great wali of Allah ta'ala who is writing this poetry. But he says, that, Oh Allah, you know how dirty and filthy my heart is. So he's not talking about his heart. That is due to his tawazu, his humility that is, and that is, as I always say, the hallmark of the pious and the righteous, that they annihilate themselves and they consider themselves as to be the weakest, because the azmat of Allah Ta'ala is in their hearts, and looking at the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, they consider their ibadat and their tilawat and everything that they do as not good enough for presentation before Allah Ta'ala. So on the one hand, they have that fear of rejection by Allah Ta'ala because it is not worthy of presentation. And then on the other hand, they have great hope in that Allah who is so merciful, so kind, so forgiving and so loving, that if He gave the tawfiq of the amal, then there is hope that inshallah He will accept it too. So therefore He says, بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا، گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا، every hair of my body is immersed in nothing but sins. یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے، درست کر دے معال میرا، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں، اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا، یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے، درست کر دے معال میرا، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں، اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا. Oh my beloved Allah, these are the last days of my life. Every one of us must consider the second to be the last second of our lives. We don't know whether we will see the next hour, next minute, next day. We must go on planning, there's no problem. A person can plan 50 years ahead, he can plan 100 years ahead. And a Muslim also has to make preparation well ahead of many, many things that are going to happen in his life. But he must not believe and trust in those preparations. His trust must be in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He must consider that second or that breath that he's taken, that it could be probably the last breath of his life. So, Ya akhiri din hai zindagi ke durust kar de maal mera, teri muhabbat mein ab jiyu main. Whatever days of my life are left now, my Allah, I must live those hours and those minutes and those days in your love, your muhabbat. And when the person will live in the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, you think Allah Ta'ala is going to forsake that person? The person who's got great love for his parents. Now those parents, if they've got wealth, they've got assets, they've got properties, you think they are going to disown that child who has got great love for those parents? They are obedient to those parents. They submit themselves. You think those parents will say that, I hate you, I dislike you, I'll throw you out, I'll wipe you out from the will? Will those parents ever do that to that child? So the person who is going to give his heart to Allah Ta'ala and get the love of Allah in his heart, you think Allah Ta'ala is going to forsake that person? When the parents are making the child take the first steps, then the mother or the father stand like this with the hands and the arms open and says, my beloved child, walk, take your first step. The child hesitates that he's going to fall. But before the child can fall, the mother picks the child up and says, my baby, what a great walk you have taken. The parent doesn't allow that child to get hurt. Allah Ta'ala, whoever is going to take a few steps towards him, you think Allah Ta'ala will allow that person to get hurt? There could be sickness, disease, ill health, poverty, all those things are natural, will happen. But Allah Ta'ala will be with him in his difficulties, in his problems, in his pain, in his suffering. In everything that person will experience, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's nur and tajalli around him. As if somebody is with him and is taking him along. But it's just that in his wisdom he has chosen that path of a little bit of difficulties and hardships, just to show to the world that, look, these are my real servants and true servants. It's not that only if there's halwa, then they eat. Halwa ho to hadap hadap. And then if it is anything bitter, then they say, no, throw it out. Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, he was a slave at one time, but his master loved him because he was very pious. So there was some cucumber or something which was very bitter. So the master first sliced and gave him to eat. He ate it and didn't even show any kind of feeling that this is bitter. Gave him another slice, he ate it. Third slice, he ate it. Now when he showed so much of happiness and joy over those pieces that he was eating, so his master thought that this must be really very, very sweet. Look at how he's enjoying it. So then he said, give it next piece, now I'm going to eat. Now when he ate the piece, it was bitter. So he spat it out and he said, but how were you eating this? It was so bitter. He said, that master who gave me so much of sweet things to eat with his hand, what does it cost if one day he gave me something bitter? Why should I show it to him that you gave me something bitter to eat? That Allah who has given us so much of sweet things to eat in our lives, so much of health he gave to us, so much of sight and hearing and speech and wealth, if someday some little difficulty comes, then why should we complain? Make use of the means to overcome that difficulty and problem. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala, but don't lose hope and trust and faith and don't complain of Allah Ta'ala. By means of information, the person can say that I am sick, I got headache, I got knee pain, stomach ache, I got this problem, that problem. By information, and so that the person gets dua, or the doctor can treat him. If a person goes to the doctor and the doctor says, what's the problem? He says, nothing. See, I have heard that mustn't complain about anything. He says, then what did you come here for then? If nothing, no problem, then what did you come here for? So now he has to give information to the doctors where the pain is.
तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ الحمدللہ رب العالمین
This is the 25th night and mashallah over 1,000 people we have here this part of the night on a Saturday and we can see there is more than 90% young people. So how happy Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must be that we left all the outside distractions and attractions, the sinful areas, and we have come into the masjid and packed it to capacity this part of the night. It is only Allah Ta'ala's fazal. Neither do I have that kind of pull and nobody else has. It is Allah Ta'ala's fazal and ihsan that He gathered us here. So now let us put our heart, mind and soul, because I believe that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He is not going to reject the dua when the person on the 25th night is extending his begging bowl before Allah Ta'ala. And in a gathering of this kind, where there are so many old people, young people, sick people, pious people, righteous people, amongst all of them, sinful ones like us, if we are going to say, oh Allah, forgive me, then Allah Ta'ala is not going to reject. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya arhamar rahimin, ya akramal akramin, ya ghiyathal mustaghithin, ya rahimal masakin, ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, my most forgiving Allah, my most loving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. This part of the night, the 25th night of Ramadan, My beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. My beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. The doors of your mercy are opened, my Allah. The doors of forgiveness are open. Ya Allah, you have chained the shayateen. You have closed the doors of the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, you have closed the doors of Jahannam. You have opened the doors of Jannat. Your forgiveness, your mercy knows no bounds and no limits. My beloved Allah, in this gathering of ours, there are so many pious ones, righteous ones. There are old people and sick people and weak people and little children. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey mere Allah, ey mere Rahim Allah, ey mere Kareem Allah. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Hum sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. Oh my Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, if our sins are more, my beloved Allah, than the waves of the ocean, your sins are more than your entire creation put together, then to your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. My beloved Allah, man has made dynamite sticks and they blow away huge mountains. What is it difficult for you to blow away the mountains of our sins? My beloved Allah, we have got nothing through sins except restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Oh my beloved Allah, tonight we are pledging before you. Ya Allah, we don't wish to return to those sins anymore. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Put so much of your muhabbat and love into our hearts. And so much of muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That it becomes extremely easy for us to do everything commanded by you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us that steam of your muhabbat so that it can move these engines of ours in the right direction. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Ya Allah, the condition of our hearts have changed. Ya Allah, we have begun to like evil actions and evil deeds. We enjoy sinful pleasures. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, our hearts have gone beyond the stage where even a bypass would help. We need a transplant of a spiritually sound heart into our bodies. My beloved Allah, give us a transplant of a sound spiritual heart. Give us the heart that you give to your awliya-i siddiqeen. Ya Allah, give us the heart that you give to your friends and your walis. Ya Allah, give us a heart that is filled with your muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, distance us from all haram. Those who are sick and ailing, whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us, whosoever is sick and ailing wherever they may be in the world, Ya Allah, bless them with shifa. Bless them with shifa, which is tam, which is kamil, which is ajil and daim and mustamir. Oh my beloved Allah, make us of those who are your beloved. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Give us the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina azab an-nar. وقينا عذاب النار وقينا عذاب القبر وقينا عذاب الحشر وقينا عذاب الدين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا
ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Oh my beloved Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us because of our sins, then who do we go to? Which other door there is that we can tap? Which other home can we beg? Ya Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But by Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of maghfirat and forgiveness, then who do we turn to? My beloved Allah, don't reject us. Don't reject us. My beloved Allah, don't reject us. Like Shaitan was rejected. Ya Allah, Shaitan did make one sajda and he was rejected. How many sajdas we have missed in our lives? How many salats we have missed in our lives? Ya Allah, don't reject us. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to pray 5 times a day, to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due, to go for hajj if farz, to fulfill the rights of the parents, of the children, of the neighbors, of the friends, of the society, of the weak, of the strong, of the white, of the black, and of all, whether Muslim or non-Muslim. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to return to whomsoever, whatever is due. Ya Allah, safeguard us from going to the cinemas and discos and theaters. Ya Allah, protect us from taking drugs. Ya Allah, protect us from adultery and fornication. Protect us from watching the filth on the television screen and internet sites. My beloved Allah, protect us and safeguard us from getting caught in the webs and the nets. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Make us yours and become ours. This Mubarak night, my Allah, in such a large gathering, we are seeking from you. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Hamara banja hame apna bana le. ہمارا بن جا ہمیں اپنا بنا لے. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں, وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. My beloved Allah, people ask us, what are you begging all the time? Ya Allah, we are asking you to become ours. If you are ours and if you are in our favor, everything will work in our favor. But if you are not for us, then nothing will work in our favor. If you are ours, then our children will be coolness of our eyes. Our homes will give us comfort. Our businesses will give us barakat. There will be unity between husband and wife. There will be unity between family members. There will be unity in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if you are not ours, nothing will work in our favor. My beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. نگاہ اقربا بدلی مزاج دوستا بدلا نظر کن کی کیا بدلی کہ کل سارا جہاں بدلا. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, ہمارا بن جا ہمیں اپنا بنا لے. یا اللہ, those who are in Umrah, make their Umrahs مقبول and مبرور. My beloved Allah, bless us with dunya and akhirat. Bless us with the goodness of this world and the goodness of akhirat. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world or akhirat. Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives. Give us barakat in our businesses. Give us barakat in our homes. Give us barakat in our time. Give us barakat in our life. Give us barakat in every bounty that you bless us with. Ya Allah, our students will be writing examinations. Give them success in their examinations. Make them assets for our community. Ya Allah, save them from the fitnas at the schools and colleges and universities. Put taqwa into their lives, my beloved Allah. Put taqwa into their lives, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, distance them from sensual love and all kinds of haram associations. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering around the globe. Oh my beloved Allah, that ummah for whom my beloved Nabi cried so much. He was told in Taif, his shoe Mubarak became filled with his Mubarak blood. Oh my Allah, even the angels must have wept and teared and cried, looking at Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam being stoned. My Allah, in Uhud he is stoned, he falls down unconscious. Ya Allah, his teeth are shattered. The pins of the helmet penetrate his jaws. My Allah, 3 solid years ostracized and boycotted. The time comes for him and his companions when they have to chew leaves of trees for survival. He stands whole night in prayers for the ummah. When he goes in sajda, how long he prays in sajda for the ummah. In the Haram Sharif in sajda, they throw intestines of animals on his back. Ya Allah, that Nabi, masoom, sinless, rahmatul lil alameen, when he is informed that the ummah for whom you cried so much, the ummah in discos, cinemas, theatres, gambling dens, adultery, fornication, stages of the world, dancing and singing, running nightclubs, running all kinds of haram establishments, selling liquor, drugs and everything else that is haram. Ya Allah, when he is informed that even in Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, the filthiest of films can be seen on the television screen. The filthiest of magazines can be read even in the Haram Sharif and outside the Haram Sharif. Ya Allah, all kinds of musical tones can be heard even by the Roza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much of pain and injury it must be causing to my beloved Nabi sallallahu. Ah, my beloved Allah, whatever we may have done, it is the past. We don't wish to return to those sins again. Change the condition of our lives. Put the noor of taqwa in our hearts, the noor of iman in our hearts, the noor of yaqeen in our hearts. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, we have to die and leave this world one day. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. We have to go to the qabristan. Ya Allah, before the time of our death comes, before the water of mayyit is poured above our bodies, Ya Allah, let us pour the water of tawbah above our hearts. Before the garment of kafan is put above our bodies, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Ya Allah, remove the suffering, the pain, the problems of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran. Ya Allah, in Somalia, Sudan, America, Europe, all parts of the world, the ummah is suffering. Ya Allah, unke haal par raham farma. Ya Allah, Pakistan ke musalmanon par raham farma. Ya Allah, musalmanon ki musibaton ko dur farma. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, just one decision of yours is required to change the condition. It is not difficult for you, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, tonight make a decision of change for us. Make a decision of change for us. Ya Allah, such a large crowd raising their hands before you. My beloved Allah, make a decision of change for us. Make us all your beloved. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you. Oh, my beloved Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with death in Madina Tayyiba. Kaash Madina ab watan hota, wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. My Allah, if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Those who have passed away, fill the graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Give the family members, the kith and kin, the relatives, Sabre Jameel and Ajre Azim. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Ya Allah, we cannot ask what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us.
We cannot beg as much as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. From all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My beloved Allah, change the conditions of adversity in this country to prosperity. Change the conditions of insecurity to security. Ya Allah, bless the indigenous people and bless the people of this land, whoever they are, white or black or Indian. Bless all of them, my Allah, with Iman, with Islam, with Hidayat. We are the cause of the problems, my beloved Allah. We are at the door of Islam, not allowing people to enter because of our akhlaq and our character. Ya Allah, humare haal ko badal de. Humare haal ko badal de. Ey khuda ee bandara ruswa makun. Gar badam man sirri man paida makun. You are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual, whether young or old, man or woman, who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night, the 25th night of Ramadan. Ya Allah, they have all raised their hands with great hope, my Allah. Fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware, my beloved Allah, of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sicknesses, the diseases, the tests and trials of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, they have raised it with great hope that you are the one who can remove those difficulties and pains and problems. Ya Allah, apne fazal se, apne karam se, apne ihsan se, remove those difficulties, the pain, the suffering, the hardship and the problems. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam ke sadqe mein hamari duao ko qubool farma. Qubool farma. Jaise bhi hai, qubool kar le. Gande hai, qubool kar le. Napaak hai, qubool kar le. Mujrim hai, qubool kar le. Khatakar hai, qubool kar le. Siyakar hai, qubool kar le. Jaise bhi hai, qubool kar le. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa nabiyyina shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.